Food with Ray Foley and Cully and Sully. Great food and super conversation.
All right, let's talk turkey. Here we go. Talking turkeys. A million turkeys. These are the stats, the turkey stats.
Give me the numbers, Ray.
I was looking at this morning. This is outrageous. The amount of turkeys we're going to eat in Ireland. A million turkeys will be eaten in Ireland this Christmas. Here's the weird thing. Although in fairness, no, I was about to say. Turkey burgers have come into their own and turkey fillets sort of have come into their own, particularly among the Jim Bunny community.
Turkey rashers. I eat turkey rashers. I do prefer a traditional rasher, but I'll take a turkey rasher.
You can't overdo them. That's the key. You gotta just lightly grill them. You can't go too far with the turkey rasher. And if you do it just right, it'll be delicious. Take it from the Turkey King, the King of the Turkeys. Gobble Gobble. That's my middle name, Ray Gobble Gobble Foley.
Right.
Up until the 1700s and 1800s, goose was the bird of choice for Christmas dinner until turkey became more available. I had no idea about that, that goose was the number one. Goose is still a thing in Ireland. The occasional household would be going for goose. But turkey's the big one, of course. And turkeys carry more meat, which can feed more people than a goose. So they became the number one choice for Christmas dinner. This is why they switched over. Because you get more on the bird, don't you? And then, of course, you need to remember that St. Stephen's Day, turkey curry. Well, you might get the leftovers. Maybe since the curry will be on the 27th or 28th.
Oh, our turkey lasts most of the way towards New Year's.
Do you cook it at all? Oh, we just leave it there. We talk Tony the turkey. We're talking food with thanks to Cully and Sully. Great food and super conversation. Let me call my turkey guy.
Do, please, yeah.
1 second. Try FaceTime first. Oh, it's ringing. It's ringing. This is Pierce I'm calling.
Okay.
Still ring. Hello?
Well, how's things?
Pierce!
How's things, Ray?
How are you doing, Ray Foley, today FM? How are you, sir?
Oh, we're brilliant. We're just getting all things ready up for these turkeys. The final countdown is on.
Well, I was saying you're my turkey guy. You're not actually Turkish, though. It's worth clarifying for anyone listening this afternoon that you're not actually from Turkey. Where are you from, Pierce?
I'm from Omate in County Louth.
The County Louth. There you
great
go,
spot.
You see.
Yep.
You see, not to be confused with Turkey or...
Turkey, no.
No. You're a turkey farmer, is that right?
I'm a turkey farmer, yes. I would have started about 10 years ago with 24 turkeys. I rear them from their wee chicks. I get them at 6 weeks old and train them, feed them up. And then come Christmas, they're ready for the oven.
When do you get them? Is it August you meet them, I suppose? You take them in?
I take them in August, just when they've all their feathers on them. The last week in August, take them in, get them settled in their shed. And then they're let out every morning before I go to college. When I get home, then I put them back in. And they are free range, as you can't get any more free range than these. Out every day of the week.
Where did you go to college? What are you studying in college?
I'm actually studying agricultural science in UCD. I'm in second year.
That makes sense. And so you commute up and down then, do you, to Dublin?
I commute up and down because it sort of suits me at the farm. I've also got sheep and chickens as well. I'll be selling eggs every evening. So I need to deliver the eggs to keep the income coming in every day. And that sort of pays me to commute up and down rather than staying up.
Yeah, you're still working. Well, you're still earning then as well, I suppose. So nobody's minding the turkeys then all day while you're in college?
All day, that's the only thing. Yeah, there's no one really about. Don't be getting any ideas.
No, I wasn't saying that at all. I was saying there's
turkey
nobody,
rustler.
There's nobody to keep the turkeys company. I suppose they have each other. How many turkeys do you have now?
Well, a good farmer never tells how many they
have. Right, okay,
but,
fair enough.
I've over the 100.
Okay, ballpark then. We're over 100. Jeez, that's a lot
over
of turkeys.
100.
In terms of upkeep, then you're saying you're letting them roam, but I take you need to feed them and look after them and whatnot.
Yes. So the turkeys are fed a ration of grain, and then they also eat the grass. They're let out every day so that they roam about 2.5 acres of land. It's nice, fresh, and they've a great view of the loch as well.
Okay.
So they really, really have a great time at Ferry Hill Farm.
So they've a great lifestyle then when you're out there. Are there different types of turkey you raise, or is it just all the one?
I have two types. I have the white turkey, which is the more traditional commercial turkey, a bit larger, comes in with 18 pounds to 24, 25 pounds. And then I have the bronze turkey, which is more of a smaller turkey, bit leaner, not as much fat in it, and they come from about £11 up to about £20.
Okay, which is still a big enough bird. Yeah, which tastes better?
Well, now that is the question, but we've had both. We both eat bronze and white. I find that the bronze is really taking up market now. I find that there's a lot more people ordering bronze, so I'm sort of 60-40.
Right, okay, well, it's quite an uptake then. Is it posher or is it more expensive?
No, I priced them all the same.
All right, okay. So whatever you're having yourself, then it's fair enough. So what's the plan now? Are they still with? Without being too direct, are they still with us?
They're still with us. They're still out eating the grass today.
Okay.
Yeah, they're still with us. little bit. The days is numbered. That's all I will say.
The days are counting down. They're dead talk. Then, turkeys walking.
And that's when the work does start, because once I get them processed and ready to go, I have to figure out which turkey to give to which customer.
Right.
And so all these turkeys, because they're all free range and they've free access to food, they can grow as big or as small as they like. And people like different sizes of turkey.
Okay, so it's two order then. Sizes. Okay, yeah, right. So I thought you were kind of saying, like, I've got my favorite customers and I've got my favorite turkeys and I'm going to match them up with each other. And if you're my bad books, you're not going to get a good turkey off me. But it's based on size is what you're saying.
Based on size, yes, because if turkeys up from £11 up to about 24, 25, I've a few larger turkeys, stag turkeys, and I've customers for them as well. So it's all just about matching them up and then hand delivering them to the door.
So you're delivering...
I find it takes the hassle out of the customer.
That's brilliant.
I've turkeys go the whole way from Derry down to Cork, from Mayo to Dublin.
Jakers, you get plenty of mileage in. You'll be on the road for the next couple of weeks up to Christmas.
It'll start from the 20th and it'll finish with Christmas Eve. I keep my local customers for Christmas Eve.
Fair enough. Are you in? Is college off now then? Is it on summer or Christmas break?
Yeah, we're on Christmas break. I have a couple of exams. Actually sell. There'll be a good few of me people at college would buy turkeys in me as well, which is a great help too.
That's classy. Yeah, a good full 360. Always in business. I suppose I have to ask, you know, given that you're looking at your over 100 birds, they're walking around, living their best life at the moment. They're strutting around, looking good, looking fully fed and fat. Do you have any, like, do you grow an attachment? I suppose as a farmer, you don't grow an attachment to the personalities, or do you become fond of one of them and go, oh, geez, I can't send him off to the processing, or do they all go?
They all go, but the thing about the turkey is, I know what my own heart is, that I have given them the best life they can have. You know, they are getting the best life a turkey can have at Ferry Hill Farm. So you do get a wee bit attached to them, but you sort of know it's best for them to go at that point of life, you know?
Yeah, well, of course,
now,
yeah.
And on the other hand... Yeah. I do get attached to the sheep a wee bit. That's my attachment to sort of a sheep with names. I wouldn't advise naming your sheep because you sort of have them for too long, but sure, yeah. What can you do?
Well, I tell you what, I'll make you this promise, Pierce. I'm not going to have any sheep for Christmas dinner, all right? So we don't have to worry.
Pierce, will you mostly eating boy turkeys or girl turkeys? Which is the most common that Irish people be eating at Christmas dinner?
The most common is the hen turkey. Right. I only have five boy turkeys. They're called stags. And the reason why we eat the hens is the hens are that wee bit smaller. The stag turkey I have is about sitting at about £36, which is a beast of a turkey.
So you'll be off now between now and August until you get your next batch in then, yeah?
Well, I've lamb and I have the sheep.
Oh, yeah, of course,
yes,
yeah.
I'm
but
off then, yeah.
Turkey-wise, yeah, you're on your turkey holidays between now.
I'm on the turkey, yeah. If you're looking to order any turkeys, don't be afraid to look up ferryhillfarms.com or hit me on my Facebook or my Instagram. I try to keep it as updated as possible to give people an insight to the turkey's life on Ferry Hill Farm.
Cool beans, man. Let's say the website again, www.ferryhillfarms.com. How old are you, Pierce?
19, coming 20 now in two weeks.
Jakers, you're only a baby. Go on out of that. Listen, happy Christmas. Thanks for taking the call. Many happy returns.
No bother. Thanks very much.
Cheers,
good luck and happy Christmas.
All the best. Bye, 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 bye. Pierce, ferryhillfarms.com.
Food with Ray Foley and Cully and Sully. Great food and super conversation.